Welcome to our new show called Everyday Design, the show that brings out the designer in you, because design is something that you should do every day.
Do you have windows that need repairing? Do you need screens? Are you propping up your windows with a stick? Don't wait till the hurricane season to fix your windows and screens. Call Lord's Window and Screen Repairs at 261-8732 or 260-8633. We are your reliable window and door screen repair company. Protect your home and family with Lord's Window and Screen Repairs. Contact us today on Facebook or call 261-8732 or 260-8633 for a free quotation.
Now, I'm here with my first guest,
yes,
Kyle Babb. And he's a photographer, he's a swimmer, he's a creative person pretty much.
Everything overall, philanthropist.
Yeah. Philanthropist as well. Dancer, we'll get into a bit of that.
Just kidding.
But essentially, you gave me a theme, living life by design.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Kyle, I'm giving you credit for it, because if I use it in the future, you'll know that, you know, that's where we got it from. Yeah. So basically on this show, what we're doing is that we're talking about, you know, when people think of design, they're thinking that, okay, this person's an artist, this person's a musician, or, you know, an art in some way. But I define design as someone who's consciously making the decision to do something.
Yeah.
In other words, you're manipulating the environment around you. You're going towards a purpose. And, you know, from speaking to you before, I know that you actually have certain strategies that you use to get you on track with what you're doing. Yeah. So, Kyle, tell me in a few words a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I guess I could just call myself a little beach boy from Barbados that happens to have a camera and could take a good photo. But really, on a deeper level, I'm a creative at heart. I live, breathe, and I experience creativity every day, and I really appreciate it. So for me, I just want to call myself a creative who loves the beach.
A creative who loves the beach. And funny enough, I've met you in two settings.
Yes.
I forgot about the first one, but I guess we connected with it a bit afterwards.
Yes.
You know, I was actually on the beach on the East Coast with my family on Sunday.
Yes.
And then you came up to us. Yeah.
On Sunday, I arranged with this guy to take photos of him for We Gathering. So
right,
I'm shooting
right.
the campaign for We Gathering 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So every month, every parish, I shoot that month in advance, a month in advance. So
you're like a part of the behind the scenes
behind
of We
the
Gathering,
scenes,
right?
Yeah,
right,
so yeah. I gather before the people gather, essentially.
Exactly, right.
So I organized with these people. I sent out like this infographic saying, you know, just reach out if you would like to be photographed and you're from St. Joseph. So they weren't ready yet. They were going to roll spread through. I saw y'all on the beach and I said, this is the perfect scenario. It was you, your wife, your two daughters. And I said, this is exactly what We're Gathering encapsulates. And I just went for it.
And I guess that's the artist in you as well.
Yeah.
Being able to look at something and say,
yeah,
you know, this is what I want to capture. This represents what I'm trying to achieve.
And then the businessman in me says, okay, I have to now go and execute.
Okay, exactly.
Because
exactly.
I have a deliverable.
You know, and I think that's very credible too, because sometimes people think that, you know, art and business are two separate things.
No, they're very much.
They're very much, because you don't want to be that person that, you know, what they call the starving artist.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a very real thing.
You're very good at what you do, but nobody knows that you do it because you're not willing to take that step. You're not willing to take that initiative to step out there and approach someone and say, hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. Exactly.
And if you don't have the business savvy, then it is just that, a passion.
Exactly.
And that's where I think every artist...
And maybe just a hobby, right?
Yeah, just a hobby. I think that's where every artist at some point falters.
Mm-hmm.
Or they either falter and then they learn from it, or they just falter altogether. But I think the business savvy is something that's just very important to learn, and just kind of having that faith in yourself.
So did you have that all the time, that business savvy you're talking about? Is that something you always had, or
oh gosh,
did you have to push?
Game.
Yeah.
I'm talking a good game, but my parents, they're both self-employed. So I sort of
grew
up around
the
culture.
So you had that bit of initiative, yeah?
Yeah. I grew up around the culture seeing, okay, if you don't do it, you don't get paid.
Right.
If you don't show up at work, then who's going to pay you? No one's going to do the job for you, essentially. So that work ethic, and I mean, just getting it done is what I grew up around. And when I look back objectively, I see that I got that quite a bit from my parents. But of course, you learn a lot from actually living it.
You know, what you're saying is very critical, because a lot of us, and right now we're looking at the educational system in Barbados, yeah, and a lot of people are talking about, oh, you know, the educational system is this and that. It trains us to be employees and employers.
Yeah.
I just want to drop my two cents in here. On this subject, since I'm kind of going in that direction a bit. I think the educational system in Barbados is 80% good, and I think there's 20% that needs to be. You know what? I'm going to do a whole new show on this subject. Because if I go down this education. Road, if I start going down that road, we're going to end up sidetracked. Yeah. So.
But it's strange that you mentioned that. Because I actually went to Harrison College, and it was the thing to go to sixth form, the thing to go to university afterwards. I started law at UB. Mm-hmm. I did a semester, did the exams. I passed them. I got all Bs. Wow. But I mean, which is okay, but I hated it.
And when I met you, you were with your mother as well.
Yeah.
So when you told me, okay, you're a photographer now.
Yeah.
And you were at law school. Mm-hmm. You were doing fairly well. You went to Harrison College. That's every mother's dream. You know? Oh, my boy child.
Yeah.
You know, every mother's dream.
Yeah.
And now here he is, a photographer, because he decided to drop out of law school.
Yeah.
You know?
Essentially.
You know? If there were cuckoo sticks still around, I think I'd be seeing your mother chasing you with the cuckoo stick.
The cuckoo
stick.
You know,
sharing some licks.
The cuckoo stick right now is a bitter pill to swallow.
Right.
Because I, as nice as I could be, I'm very stubborn.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Which, I mean, could be a good thing and a bad thing once it's channeled.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I just always found my way back to photography. I always knew that that's what I wanted to do. And from the time I literally would save just about $2 or $3 every day, mm-hmm, from my lunch money. I would get the cheapest thing I could get and still be full by the end of school. Just so I could buy my first DSLR camera in third form.
Wow.
So I, and all back then I knew, okay, I would look at Nat Geo photos. I just saw myself.
You were consumed
there
with photography.
Yeah.
So Kyle, listen, we're going to take a quick break here now.
Yeah,
sure. And we'll come back with Everyday Design.
Do you have windows that need repairing? Do you need screens? Are you propping up your windows with a stick? Don't wait till the hurricane season to fix your windows and screens. Call Lord's Window and Screen Repairs at 261-8732 or 260-8633. We are your reliable window and door screen repair company. Protect your home and family with Lord's Window and Screen Repairs. Contact us today on Facebook or call 261-8732 or 260-8633 for a free quotation.
Some guys are only about
since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off his ass, you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. Yo, a win-win, come again.
Dedicated related to the man. More concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women. Him and his men come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, pop a yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one that pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, yo, come again. The red train, come again.
Welcome back to Everyday Design, the show that brings out the designer in you, because design is something we should do every day.
Every day.
Live by design. Thank you, Kyle.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'll use that. Kyle, when we last left, you were telling us about your passion for photography.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, and Kyle, I don't want to misquote, but I think a lot of the images we're seeing, a lot of the billboards and different things like that, you are a part of that campaign, putting a lot of those images out. You know, we see images, but we don't always see the person behind it and the talent that is actually doing
the hard work.
And the hard work, because, I mean, I admire it. I look down and I see, I can think of the one in St. Peter right now, because we just left the St. Peter campaign, and I think their billboards are still up. There's one of Farley Hill and some ladies there.
Yeah, that's on the upper highway.
I feel like if I'm in the conversation.
Yeah.
when I look at it.
When I take these images, it's so strange. I like to engage with people on a personal level. And I remember every single person's name that I have photographed from that campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And just how I could say, you, Chantal, Amelie, Lily.
Right.
For me, that's what I like to do. But with regathering, I think what really drew the client to me is the fact that they could see some sort of conversational dialogue between between the subject and my frame, or my lens, sorry. And it really spoke to them on that level. So yeah, majority of the images are mine, I think.
Well, maybe all of them are yours.
I haven't seen all of them, but yeah, the ones in the newspaper, those banner ads, there's some at the airport that I haven't seen yet.
Wow.
That was really getting out there. Yeah, when I saw the first billboard, it was actually just 1 minute away from me at Spicetown Roundabout. And I literally broke down in tears, because that's all I ever wanted, you know.
It's your dream.
Yeah, for my work to be out there, not necessarily me, but this, I have to be part of the brand, I've realized.
And you're, like me, a Spikestone boy.
Yeah.
Grew up in Spikestone. Yeah. And funny enough, only just before we came in the studio, I realized I actually know your dad.
Yeah.
We actually were at primary school around. He's a little bit older than I am.
Oh,
like a couple, like 2 years. He's like 2 years older than I am. But to actually know that I know your granddad, I know your father, your granddad, and your family, et cetera, is really amazing. Now, we heard a bit that you were studying law. You decided to go with photography.
Yeah.
Your mother wasn't too happy. She's a little happier right now.
Quite a bit happier.
How did this, because we also want to show that young people, you know, we see so many negative things about young people. And here is a story, you're 23 years old.
Yeah.
And you're doing some great work, you know.
Thank you. I mean,
and people all over Barbados can really appreciate it.
Yeah.
What helped your career to get to this stage?
I think, I remember I was working at Rihanna Drive and she made this speech, Rihanna. She said she just had that childlike faith in herself. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's the beginning. Mm-hmm. Just knowing where I wanted to
be. Faith like a mustard seed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That childlike faith that you hold on to and never forget what you wanted and why you wanted it. And then living life by design. Mm-hmm. Really, no, this is where I'm kind of turning it into more so of a business where I kind of, you know, actually plan a strategy. Mm-hmm. As to how I want to execute certain things. But literally just putting yourself out there, forcing yourself to do certain things. I'm an introvert, but no one knows that when I interact with them, because that's something I've had to learn through photography.
To push behind you.
Yeah.
But you told me a bit about some discoveries that happened on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. One thing I always wanted to do is just have my work out there. That's why I was in tears when I saw the first We Gathering billboard. And when...
And just so everyone may not know what I'm talking about, Instagram is a social media platform.
Yes.
Yeah,
like Facebook.
Yeah, because everyone may not be, everyone who's listening to us may not have an Instagram account.
Good point.
They may go out there and have one now, because if you have a cell phone, you can sign up. But you
join
were telling
Instagram.
Me.
It's like Facebook. You share images, videos. And back then, it was just images. That was 2014. I think it was about 15 at the time, if my math is correct. And I just really wanted to put my work out there. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted my work to be seen. And I think that's something that every human wants to feel. Like if they're seen. And
a purpose, a sense of purpose. Yeah. That you're achieving a purpose.
Yeah. Everyone, every human wants to be seen. Every human wants to be felt. Mm-hmm. And for me, I wanted part of me, which is my work, to be out there. And that's the way that this producer from overseas found me, and she asked me to help her location scout for this magazine called Freundin, a German magazine. And I got one single prop for her. I found a couple locations, gave a couple recommendations. And when I went up to their villa to deliver the hammock, that was the prop. Mm-hmm. I said, Audra, just if I could be on set just for one day for free. And she said, okay,
for free. Asking for money, right?
For free, just to be there to assist for free.
That's what passion does.
Yeah. And she said, I'll think about it. Then another day went by. I checked in. She said, today is a little tricky. I later realized that they were doing a more sensitive shoot. And then afterwards, which was the last day of the production, everyone was flying out that day. She messaged me and said, okay, you can come for the last half. Wow. So literally from 1:30 to sunset was
that's
my time.
That's a good spell. That's a good spell.
Yeah. And but the thing is, I had to miss school for it.
Oh.
And it was a Friday.
Which school was that? That's secondary Harrison?
Harrison College, yeah.
Okay.
And I think for me, it was a no-brainer.
Enough, you're not going to get flogged right
now. Yeah. For me, it was a no-brainer, but I think my parents were very enthusiastic about it too. But yeah, I went and I had the time of my life, but they happened to come back the next year. And the photographer especially requested that I be his assistant. And they had no need for an assistant for that project because they had a production company on the ground here. And from there, I just met with other people. They never came back, but I'm still in contact with them to this day.
Okay, great.
And yeah,
but tell me, you have some points that help you to focus in terms of your goal, but let's take a quick break and we'll come back and discuss that.
Shown of good attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful I get so excited viewing her anatomy. She's real, she's tall, she's tight. Got all the curves a man like. She's real, she's tall. She's boxy, classy, oh, sexy, sassy. She's heavenly, a treat for the eye to see. She's real, she's oh, she's that. Got all the curves of man like. She's real, she's
windows that need repairing? Do you need screens? Are you propping up your windows with a stick? Don't wait till the hurricane season to fix your windows and screens. Call Lord's Window and Screen Repairs at 261-8732 or 260-8633. We are your reliable window and door screen repair company. Protect your home and family with Lord's Window and Screen Repairs. Contact us today on Facebook or call 261-8732 or 260-8633 for a free quotation.
Welcome back to Everyday Design, the show that brings out the design in you, because design is something you should do every day. We're talking to Kyle Babb,
yes,
a photographer extraordinaire and who's really blossoming here. And Kyle, you were about to share some points that have helped you to achieve your goal and help you to stay on target.
Last year I went in, as I was telling you, Derek, that I was very cynical. Manifestation was a buzzword, and you know, I just challenged myself yet again. Say things out loud, admit to myself that I want something. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing, sort of pinpointing that one goal. Mm-hmm. And then after that, certain things just fell into place. I mean,
You said it out loud.
I said it out loud.
You said what you wanted out loud.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I actually write it out, but I said it out loud to myself. And last year was brilliant for me in terms of just exceeding my expectations. Mm-hmm. I had an image that I took from Mount Gay in British Vogue last year, mm-hmm, in July.
Wow.
I worked for Essence twice on Kudumin and on Eastern Parkway for New York. Mm-hmm. In New York, sorry.
These are like dream jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, and it comes back to that childlike faith in myself, because I, through that cynicism of last year, I didn't think that it was possible. Mm-hmm. Even though back in 2017, I would work for GQ, for Kudumin.
You worked for GQ?
Yeah.
Oh, shake my hand.
And I think that's where my parents started.
I would love to see these shoes. I would like to see some of these images. Yeah, we'll talk.
Yeah, we can talk.
Yeah.
I think that's where my parents started to come around when they realized, okay, commanding some sort of international attention.
Right. Okay. Law school dreams, you know, but
strangely enough, the same year I dropped out, I did my first local campaign for Mount Gay Rum. So that's where everything is kind of tugging at two sides.
So you were talking about this, like you were telling me about alignment and direction.
So the first thing that I did last year was actually identifying a goal or a series of goals. But I think it's good to start with one. Don't bog down yourself. But now this year, I'm just focusing, no pun intended, on aligning myself with where I want to be. And that's with my goals. Direction. So making concrete steps towards that goal. And I mean, life isn't going to be perfect, but alignment and then focus. So kind of filter out all that noise and really focus. I mean, there's no other way that I could say it. Just really zero in on what really matters. And it will become clear. I mean, you only learn through trial and error. So that's something that I'm really, those are my buzzwords for 2020, 2020 vision.
Well, Kyle, listen, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us that whole inspiration. Thank you also to our sponsors, Harris Paints.
Yes.
Lord's Windows and Door Maintenance. Thank you very much for being a part of this initial inaugural program.
Yes, I am so honored.
So we look forward to having some more exciting shows where we speak to young people and not so young people like yourself who are out there making a difference and living life by design.
Do you have windows that need repairing? Do you need screens? Are you propping up your windows with a stick? Don't wait till the hurricane season to fix your windows and screens. Call Lord's Window and Screen Repairs at 261-8732 or 260-8633. We are your reliable window and door screen repair company. Protect your home and family with Lord's Window and Screen Repairs. Contact us today on Facebook or call 261-8732 or 260-8633 for a free quotation.